Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. I missed all you guys. Most importantly, though, I miss college football. We got a little taste of it in week zero. We had four games, all four underdogs covered, including, of course, that big upset with Georgia Tech. We got a loaded week one slate. One of the games I'm most looking forward to is this LSU-USC game. We got Preston Guy standing by to talk about that one. We're also going to look at all the other marquee games on the college football slate. Since we're talking LSU and we had Jaden Daniels who won the Heisman Trophy last year, we thought it would be a good idea to look at who we think is going to win the Heisman Trophy this year. We also got a great slate on the diamond today in Major League Baseball. We'll give out some picks there. Kate Constable, who did a great job filling in for me while I was gone. She's going to join me for Model Making Money, and then we wrap everything up with our favorite plays for today. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have for us, especially in this LSU-USC game on LSU for the season, make sure you send them in to us. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, as always, make sure you guys go check out that Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Glasses in session. Let's get this show started. We go to the Glasser guest line. Preston Guy joins us, who joined us at the start of last season when LSU was getting ready to face Florida State. They got another big season opener against USC. Give Preston a follow on X at PGuy77, staff writer covering LSU football and recruiting at TigerBait.com. And Preston, let me start off by asking you this question. When LSU takes the field on Sunday night against USC, are you more looking forward to how the offense is going to look, trying to replace Jaden Daniels and those two great receivers and all the talent they had on that side of the ball? Or are you more looking forward to what the defense looks like last year after how poor they were on that side of the ball last season?
You know, from an outsider looking in, this might sound silly, but it's not even close. It's the defense. There's a high amount of confidence that Garrett Nussmeier, who's been there for this will be his fourth year on the roster now, and he's looked incredible. The receiving core looks great. The running backs look good, and the offensive line should be the best in the country, or among the best in the country at a minimum. There's a lot of confidence that this offense is going to be fine. They should be a top 15 unit. That defense, though, we're talking about a lot of players returning from a unit that was historically bad for LSU last year. They revamped the entire coaching staff, but for the most part, there's no transfer portal heroes coming in to resurrect this defense. It is mostly the same players who played so awful last year, and the hope is with new scheme and better coaching, they can dramatically improve.
I mean, that's kind of going to be what makes or break their season this year. We had Jacob Hester on a couple weeks ago, Preston. We were talking about LSU's season with him, and he gave us a great nugget. And then you hopped on before the show, and you gave me the same one, which I think is just, it's worth mentioning, that LSU, since they won the national championship, they have not won a season opening game. So just how big have the players, have the coaches talked about how big it is to win this game against USC on Sunday?
I mean, this is probably the biggest, if not this top two biggest games on LSU's schedule in terms of perception. You know, you want to perceive that LSU can open hot and be a contender from day one. And of course, the last four seasons since that national championship, LSU hasn't gotten that feeling. And it really is a cultural thing where when you go to church on Sunday the next morning here, everybody's talking about it. Everybody's upset. It ruins their week. You know, and it really is an emotional letdown for the culture of this city when you think about, I'm so excited for this big game. Let's go. I've been waiting for 6 months for LSU football, and then you get smacked in the mouth and it's a loss. I mean, that is just, it's not a good feeling. So you really want to win this one. I'll say the only other game that might be as big perception wise is that Alabama game, because you set the tone of the post-Saban era. You know, you really don't want to begin to say, you want to set the tone that, hey, Saban's gone, y'all aren't dominating us every year anymore. That's a thing of the past. DeBoer, welcome to the SEC. So those are your two games that really stand out as the big one. You got to get a win this weekend, though.
Yeah, Preston, as you know, LSU right now, the way it stands, they play five teams that are ranked in the preseason poll, and three of those games outside of this one are in Death Valley. So a chance for them to rack up some wins as the season moves along. Let's talk about the total in this game. It's at 64.5 between LSU and USC. As you know, the overhit in every LSU game last season, these teams are kind of mirror images of each other in the sense that they're both trying to replace really good quarterbacks, but it feels like both fan bases kind of feel good about their offenses. It's really the defenses that both are curious to see how they play on that side of the ball this year. It's a big number at 64.5, Preston. Would you dare go under, though, in this game?
No, I wouldn't touch that under. Now, look, worth noting, I'm not a betting guy. In fact, I just learned that LSU did hit the over in every game last year. You would think that the odds adjusters would have eventually learned that LSU can't play a lick of defense and Jaden Daniels and company are going to hang some points. Here's the deal. Would you be utterly shocked if any one of these teams scored 50 points? Because I'll tell you what. If either of these defenses rolls out the same looking defense that they rolled out last year, one of these teams is getting 50 points by themselves. So I that's, to me, not a betting guy, but I couldn't imagine taking that under.
A reminder, too, that this game is a neutral site game in Vegas, indoors, on fast track. So certainly going to help the offense from that standpoint, too. The spread has shrunk, Preston, in this game. LSU was 6.5-point favorites. They're all the way down to 4.5-point favorites. So as we've kind of gotten closer and closer to week one, there are more and more people that think USC is going to keep this game close. Are you in the same mindset just because of how LSU has struggled the last 4 years in the season opener, or do you think that they come out and they can win this game pretty easily?
All right, so unfortunately, I didn't get as good of a look at the defense as I would have wanted to during fall camp. They did do 11-on-11 sessions with the media around. Last year, we had a really good look at them in Tiger Stadium for 60-play scrimmages. We didn't get that this year. They cut us out after a couple good looks. So I am going to take a bit of a leap of faith, especially having – I went back and cross-examined my post-game defensive notes against the Ole Miss game last year, where LSU gave out 700 yards and, of course – could not make a stop to save their lives. And just what plagued that defense a year ago? Big issues that stuck out were poor tackling, bad pursuit angles, couldn't get off blocks. Loafing was actually among the top issues, where players aren't giving full effort during the play. They're jogging around. That happened 14 times against Ole Miss. And then you see the fallout of Matt House, where players are tweeting things about not liking him pretty publicly, actually. And, like, you know, a lot of just vibes. Apparently, the players did not gel with Matt House a year ago. The players have really embraced and loved Blake Baker. So I am going to go ahead and take a little bit of a leap of faith, even though I haven't seen it yet. I think this defense is going to be a lot better for LSU. Now, a lot better doesn't mean very good. From historically bad to anywhere near the word good, that's still a quantum leap. But I have a feeling they're going to be, you know, a top 50-ish type defense this year. I could see that. I think they're going to be greatly improved. And I think this offense, I think we're going to see a lot of people were calling for Nussmeier to be the starter over Jaden Daniels even going into last season because of what he had shown. And I think people are going to see why. They're going to see why. How could this guy possibly have taken reps away from a Heisman winner? I think we're going to see why. I think he's going to be very good. He's a gunslinger. He's going to make some plays here and there, but he's also going to have some negative plays here and there. I personally believe that LSU keeps it close during this game, but I think they run away with it late. I see LSU winning by multiple scores.
Preston, give us some names to look for on Sunday night because this is the only game on Sunday on the college football slate. A lot of people will be looking for a bunch of different ways to bet this game. They'll be looking at player props. So is there a running back? Is there a receiver that you think is going to be featured, maybe a tight end that LSU looks for in this game?
Oh, boy. Okay, so a lot of people think Mason Taylor is going to be the go-to guy at tight end because he's been around a long time, and he's going to be your starting tight end. He's great. He's probably going to be All-American caliber player. But hear me out. LSU has a very, very deep tight end room. And the tight ends below him, but behind him, I should say, they're big-time receiving threats. Five-star tight end, Tre'Davious Green, 6'7", 235. Not much of a blocker quite yet, but he is an elite receiver. They have 12 packages set for the goal line where they have him and Kamorian Pimpton, who's another 6'6 tight end, where they're planning on throwing the ball up to these guys. So, you know, I might take an – I don't even know what the over-under is for Mason Taylor yards and touchdowns. I might look at that under not because he's not a good player, but because LSU's going to spread the ball around to a bunch of tight ends. I can't really – I mean, I expect Nussmeier will throw for a lot of yards. And in terms of running backs, just be aware that Josh Williams is going to be your starter. He's the fifth-year senior. He got the coveted number 18 for LSU. But Caleb Jackson, most people revere to as the most talented back on this team. I wouldn't be surprised if Josh Williams is on the field at first, but Caleb Jackson ends up with more touches than him. So just bear that in mind if you're betting on the running backs, that probably your leading rusher will be Caleb Jackson, even though Josh Williams is the starter.
A lot of great stuff. He's Preston Guy. Give him a follow on X at PGuy77. Staff writer covering LSU football and recruiting at TigerBait.com. Preston, always appreciate the time. Enjoy Sunday night. Enjoy the season and hope to catch up again with you soon.
All right. See y'all soon, guys.
Absolutely. Great stuff there from Preston Guy. Now it's time to dive into our glass ball as we look at our Heisman Trophy bets for the upcoming season. Of course, talking LSU, Jaden Daniels won it last year, an incredible season. I got four guys that I'm eyeing this year to win the Heisman Trophy in college football. We're going to start with the guy that I like the best. If I had to place one bet, if you gave me a free $100 to throw it on anybody in the field or won the Heisman Trophy, I go with Jalen Milroe, the quarterback for Alabama, and there's a couple different reasons. The first one is the fit with Kellen DeBoer. Jalen Milroe, anybody that's watched him play, you know that as a passer, his strength is down the field. And if you watch Kellen DeBoer offenses the last 2 years at Washington, that's where they excel, is the deep passing game, vertical. Milroe throws a great deep ball, and I think pairing that with DeBoer is only going to make him better. So I like that quite a bit. The reason I really like Jalen Milroe, though, and the things that I look for in quarterbacks when I'm betting the Heisman Trophy, I got to give a shout out to our guy Stephen Gorgie, who's a great producer for us here on the network. He found a great trivia question that there have been 7 quarterbacks in college football since 2000 that have thrown for 20 passing yards and rushed for 20 rushing yards. There's only 7 guys that have done that. Tim Tebow's done that. Lamar Jackson has done that. Jalen Hurts has done that. Johnny Manziel has done that. Cam Newton. So, I mean, you're talking about legends, all-time players. I don't think Jalen Milroe is quite that caliber of quarterback, but he is a guy that can run for a ton of touchdowns and also throw for a ton of touchdowns as well. Milroe, I mean, towards the end of last season, when he got that starting job back and they ran through SEC play and they were undefeated, he was spectacular. He threw for touchdowns. He ran for touchdowns. And going from a defensive head coach, obviously, in Nick Saban, to now one of the best offensive minds in the country in Kellen DeBoer, who can kind of unlock all that. Keep in mind, Jalen Hurts, I just mentioned, was one of those guys who had 20 passing touchdowns and 20 rushing touchdowns in the same season. He was a guy that went from Bama and then did that at Oklahoma. Well, now you got Jalen Milroe, who had a great season under Nick Saban, just like Hurts did, but then Hurts went to a great offensive mind in Lincoln Riley, and he unlocked a completely new version of Jalen Hurts. I think DeBoer might do the same thing. So I'll take a shot with Jalen Milroe at 10-1. Then we got Nico Iamaliva at Tennessee, 15-1. Great quarterback talent. Josh Heupel with Tennessee the last couple of years, what they've been able to do on offense with Hendon Hooker, even with Joe Milton. The Hendon Hooker season was so incredible, and they were so great on offense that we don't talk really about what they did last year. They were one of the best rushing teams in college football. Nico's another great dual-threat quarterback. He's the highest-rated prospect at quarterback that they've had since Peyton Manning. Tennessee's got a lot of big games on their schedule, and if they win a bunch of those, Nico's probably going to be the reason why, because their defense is probably middle of the pack at best in the SEC, but their offense is very good. I think there's a chance Tennessee could be in the SEC championship game this year. If that's the case, Nico, I think, is worth a bet at 15-1. I also like Avery Johnson, the quarterback at Kansas State, at 25-1. Will Howard, the quarterback who's now at Ohio State, left because of Avery Johnson, who takes over in Manhattan at quarterback. We got to see him in the bowl game for Kansas State when they get up against NC State. You can see why this Kansas State coaching staff, why the fan base is so excited, because he's got great speed. He's got a cannon for an arm. And again, somebody's got to make the college football playoff out of the Big 12. Kansas State right now, only Utah's favorite ahead of them. So I think Avery Johnson worth the play at 25-1. And then my long shot is going to be Kyren Drones at 100-1. For Virginia Tech. He took over as the full-time starter for VT last year in week three. And then when he did, the final 11 weeks of the season, he threw for 2,000 yards, 17 touchdowns through the air, 3 interceptions. He also had 162 carries in 11 games as well, including 4 games where he had 20 or more carries. In those 4 games, Virginia Tech had 3 wins, and all 3 of those wins were by 17 points or more. Their head coach, Brent Pry, is a defensive dude, and they're going to have a really good defense this year. I think they're going to lean on their ground game. They're going to try and chew clock and keep their offense on the field, keep their defense fresh so they can force turnovers. Kyren Drones is going to be a guy who's going to have a big year on the ground. He's also going to throw for some touchdowns. I think he's a great bet. Florida State, who was the favorite to win the ACC in the preseason, after what they look like against Georgia Tech, might not be as good as we all thought. It's created some value on some other teams in the ACC. I think Drones might be worth a look there at 100-1. All right, let's talk about some of the marquee games in college football in week one. And we will start with the game in Atlanta between Clemson and Georgia, noon Eastern time. Georgia's favored by 13.5. The total is 48.5. I am laying the 13.5 points with Georgia. 2 of the last 3 years, we have seen Kirby Smart's teams play in some marquee games in week one of the season. We saw him against Dan Lanning in Dan Lanning's very first game as Oregon head coach. They won that game 49-3. We also saw him play Clemson back in 2021, and Georgia won that game 10-3. Nick Saban was the same way. Georgia, I think we all agree that Georgia's kind of in the middle of a dynasty right now. Right now that Saban's retired, Bama's kind of gone through their wave. Georgia's the next team. They've won 2 out of the 3 last national titles. They're favored to win it again this year. So I'm looking for similarities in comps to Georgia and Bama. And the one that I always find is in week one, whenever there are these big games to start the season. Remember, there's no preseason in college football. So I rely heavily in coaching. Who's going to have their teams ready to go? Who's going to have a game plan? Who's going to have their teams just not make mental mistakes and be ready to go? That's why Bama was always good to start the season. That's why they blew out USC. They blew out Michigan. They blew out Wisconsin. All these teams, they would blow them out in week one. Georgia has kind of been the same way. They've been so tough to score on in week one. I see more of the same in that on Saturday in Atlanta. So when a Clemson team total drops, I would look at the under. I think it's going to be somewhere over 14.5, but under 17, like in that 15.5, 16.5 range. I'd take that under. I'd also lay the 13.5 with Georgia as well. We got number 8, Penn State on the road, taking on West Virginia. Penn State's favored by 8.5 with a total of 51.5. This is one of those games where I think the point spread matters. You had all summer to grab West Virginia at 10.5, at 10, and now it's down to 8.5. I would not bet it there. With that being said, though, I certainly would not bet Penn State. This is one of those games, I'm sure, if you talk to a Penn State fan, they're very nervous, because this is one of those games that you're supposed to win, and you're supposed to win by double digits, but a lot can go wrong. You're going on the road in a hostile environment, playing against an experienced quarterback and a team that finished the year really strong in West Virginia last year. So this game's a pass for me. I liked West Virginia at the 10.5 and the 10, but right now at 8.5, I would only bet West Virginia if I had to touch the game, but I'm going to stay away. Miami, Florida, a game that a lot of people are looking forward to. The Canes are favored by 2.5, the total 54.5. This is the game that I'm looking to bet live this weekend, because I think whatever team gets up, if we have a chance to grab Florida at +7.5, if we have a chance to grab Miami at +7.5, either of these teams, if we have a chance to grab them over the touchdown, I'm going to do it. I think this game is coming right down to the wire. Notre Dame travels to College Station to take on Texas A&M. Aggies are out to 3-point favorites now against the Irish, and the total is 46.5. This is one of those cases now. I didn't really have a thought on who I would like in the game. Now that we've gotten out to A&M -3, I think Notre Dame is the play at the key number of 3. Mike Elko's a really good coach, but keep in mind, this is his very first game at A&M. This has gone from a pick'em to -3. I think the line just ballooned a little bit too much. I don't think there's a team that has a bigger opportunity in week one than Notre Dame does. Their schedule is fairly easy. Their two toughest games after this are Florida State at home. And again, Florida State might not be as good as we all thought. And they're at USC to end the season. Remember, Notre Dame is not in a conference. They can't get a top 4 automatic bid into the playoff. The regular season is everything for them. They have to pad stats. They got to win games by margin. They have to have a great record in the regular season. If they win this game, they already might be in the playoff with the way that the rest of their schedule shapes up. So it's a massive game for the Irish. I'll take them +3. And then USC and LSU, we were talking about it with Preston. I will take USC +4.5. Again, you could have grabbed this at 6.5, could have grabbed this at 5.5. It's down to 4.5. I honestly think anything over 3 is a good bet with USC. I think they win this game outright. LSU has lost 4 straight season openers, and I like getting a guy like Lincoln Riley, who usually all his teams have expectations and hype around them. We're kind of buying him at a low point right now. I'll take a shot with USC at +4.5. I think they win the game. I take them on the money line as well. All right, let's talk some baseball here real quick. Big League Peach before we get to Kate Constable. Astros and Phillies is a game that I really, really like today. It's a pick 'em on the money line, which is a little bit interesting because the Phillies have started to find their groove again. Astros have lost 4 of their last 5 games, yet it's a pick 'em today. I'll roll with Houston. I'll also take the over in this game as well. Spencer Arrighetti going up against Tyron Walker. The total is 10. I think we get a lot of offense today in Philly, so give me the over and the Astros in that game today. Also take the over in Athletics and Reds 10. You got Osvaldo Beto going up against Fernando Cruz. I think we get some runs in that game. Give me the Yankees on the run line today, -120 against the Nats. We got Carlos Rodon going up against Mackenzie Gore. Patrick Corbin and the Nats somehow beat Gerrit Cole and the Yankees last night. I think the Yanks bounce back today, and I take them on the run line as well. Give me the Twins on the money line today, +110 at home, going up against Chris Sale and the Braves. Braves are another team that's playing pretty good baseball. Chris Sale could win. Right now is the favorite to win National League. Cy Young. Feels like this line's a little bit short with him only at -135. I'll take the Twins at +110. I also like the Marlins today at +110 against the Rockies. You got the 2 worst teams in the National League. If you're going to give me the Marlins at +110, I'm going to take it. They've actually been playing better baseball than the Rockies, so I'll take the Marlins at +110. And then my favorite bet of the night, I'm going against my Orioles. Give me the Dodgers at -110. The O's went all in last night to get that win against the Dodgers because they have Corbin Burns pitching today. today. They use their top three relievers, their closer threw 33 pitches, so their bullpen's a little bit taxed. Corbin Burns has not been good over the last month. I think the Dodgers bounce back tonight. I'll take them at minus 110 against the Orioles. All right, let's go to Model Making Money now. Check in with Kate Constable. Did a great job filling in for me the last week and a half here on Send It In. So, Kate, appreciate that. Hope all the shows went well. What are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Hey, PJ. Yeah, Sean and I had fun the last week and a half, but we are glad you're back. Welcome back. Hope you had a great vacay. This is probably a good news for you. The model, well, hopefully it's good news for you. The model likes the Dodgers tonight, not only on the money line, but on the run line, -1.5. So if you want a little extra value, grab them on the run line, -1.5, coming off that loss last night where the bats really weren't all that hot for the Dodgers.
All right, me and the model are aligned there with the Dodgers tonight. Kate, what about yourself? What are your favorite bets for today?
Yeah, I'm going over to the W for mine tonight. One that I love is the Seattle Storm in the first quarter, -2.5 against the Mystics. The Storm just lost to the Mystics the other night, and they've been terrible coming out of this All-Star break. Skylar Diggins-Smith for Seattle was almost like in tears at the podium in her post-game press conference, just saying that the team didn't come ready to play on either side of the ball like whatsoever, and that needs to turn around for them. So you could see the frustration on her face. I think she gets her team ready to go. So Seattle first quarter, -2.5 tonight against, I said the Mystics. They lost to the Mystics. They're playing the Dream tonight, who they also lost to just a couple nights ago. So also a revenge spot there. Seattle first quarter, -2. I also like the Lynx, -3.5 at the Mercury tonight. The Lynx have just been dominant out of the break. They've won and covered in each game. They're 14-2 against the spread in their last 16 meetings in Phoenix too. So play very well in Phoenix. And the Mercury, they're 0-4 against the spread in their last four games against teams with a winning record. And the Lynx have been winning a ton this season. So I'm going to lay it with the hot team in Minnesota at -3.5.
All right, very good. A couple of good bets there in the WNBA tonight. Kate, we were breaking down the Heisman Trophy earlier on in the show. Is there a player or two that you like that you would bet to win the Heisman Trophy before week one gets going?
Yeah, PJ, I really like Jackson Dart at 14-1 from Ole Miss. If you kind of look back to the previous winners in this category, the majority of them aren't the favorite, and they're not super long shots. They kind of live in between that 10-1, 40-1 range. Each of the last 10 Heisman winners were all on teams that were ranked in the AP Top 25 going into the season, and Jackson Dart was phenomenal last year. Over 3,300 passing yards, 23 passing touchdowns, 8 rushing touchdowns. He takes care of the ball as well, only 6 interceptions. And again, if you go back over the last decade, Lamar Jackson was the only Heisman-winning quarterback to have more than 7 interceptions in a season. So I think that's a note that just taking care of the ball when he's also passing that much is huge. So I like Jackson Dart 14-1 to win the Heisman.
Very good. Good nugget there on some of the past Heisman Trophy winners. So Kate's on Jackson Dart. Kate, how about week one? Any bets that you like to kick off the college football season?
Yeah, we're going to go against each other here, PJ. I like Texas A&M. I did grab them at 2.5. I'm not going to bet them again at 3 because that is kind of a terrible key number to grab it at. But I do think that they win this game. You have Mike Elko as the new head coach, who came over from Duke. You have Riley Leonard as the quarterback for Notre Dame. He came over from Duke. You know, the two most important positions on a football team are the head coach and the quarterback. And Texas A&M's head coach knows all the tendencies of the Notre Dame quarterback. And so I think going into College Station, Kyle Field, that's a tough place to play. And with the familiarity with Riley Leonard over at Notre Dame, taking over at quarterback, I think Texas A&M has just a little bit of an edge here. So I will back them to win this game.
It's going to be a good one. And Kate, it's a great point to mention too, and it's something important with betting. And now that we're starting to get into football, numbers are everything, right? You got the Aggies at -2.5. I like Notre Dame at +3. Obviously, both very different numbers. So it's going to be fun to see how these lines fluctuate over the next couple of days. Kate Constable joining us here on Send It In for Model Making Money. Kate, great stuff, and we'll catch up again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
Absolutely. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, time to wrap the show now with PJ's plays. I see our guy B-Mills has a golf question here in the chat. We'll get into golf in just a moment. My play, though, in going streaking today is going to be Jose Altuve for the Houston Astros. Again, I talked about I like the Astros to win today. I like the over 10. I think there are going to be runs. I think Houston's going to win the game. So I'm going to take the guy who's got the best chance getting a hit today, and that is Jose Altuve. Four-game hit streak. We're back. Let's make it five in a row with Altuve. My prop lock is going to be Juan Soto over 1.5 total bases at plus 125. He's facing a left-hander today in Mackenzie Gore. That is why that the plus 125 is available. But Soto hits righties. He hits lefties. He's playing at Nationals Park. I'll go over 1.5 total bases. My golf play for tomorrow at the Tour Championship. It's one of the worst tournaments of the year just because there are only 30 guys competing. There's not much value on the board. Scottie Scheffler, who's obviously starts at minus 10. They have the staggered start. Xander Schauffele right behind him at minus 8. B-Mills, you said I'm going to try a weird golf play this week. Parlay of Xander to finish top 5, Rory to finish top 10. Mostly a play based on course history. You're going with the initial strokes. Course history is a big factor here. Guys that usually play here play well year after year after year. Rory and Xander, usually two of those guys. So I'm on Xander this week to win the Tour Championship, track down Scottie Scheffler. I like the value on him at plus 225. Shani Sharp's going with Caitlin Clark over 8.5 assists tonight at plus 100. And my best bet, the BetQL model also likes this team tonight on the run line. I'm going with the Dodgers minus 110 against the Orioles. Corbin Burns is going up against Walker Buehler. On paper, it should look like the Orioles have a big advantage, but not the way that Burns have been pitching lately. And the Orioles bullpen was used quite a bit last night to get that win against the Dodgers. So offense still has been struggling the last week and a half or so. I'll take the Dodgers at minus 110. Our best bets, once again, for today. Jose Altuve is going to be our pick in going streaking. Juan Soto, over 1.5 total bases at plus 125. Xander, plus 225 to win the Tour Championship is our dog of the day. And the Dodgers, minus 110, is going to be my best bet. Thanks again to Preston Guy for joining the show. Kate Constable as well. Manny Navarro joins us tomorrow to talk Miami and Florida as college football week one begins. We got some great games. We'll dissect all of that. Make sure you check out the podcast as well. Great to be back. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.